I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Anti-government demonstrations in Beirut enter their fourth week despite a concerted effort toward ending the crisis. The people are wading through the Advent season with fears of a civil war. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says they're countering with the message of hope, and the Christian community is reaching out to the Muslims.
We can hope that those seeds planted will bear fruit in the future. And meanwhile, broadcast operations and ministry continue inside of Lebanon, even amidst the current pressures and activities, which certainly do raise some concerns about what may take place in the future.
Next, for more than 25 years, Johnny and Friends has been serving the disabled all over the world. Johnny and Friends is just months away from moving into their International Disability Center. President of JAF, Doug Mazza, says one of its functions will be the JAF International Policy Center. He says the center will give a biblical worldview on difficult life issues. The center will eventually provide missionary training for international disability ministries. The facility is expected to be completed by March. In Global Advance's David Shibley set an ambitious goal for one Frontline Shepherds Conference per week in 2006. He not only met that, he's poised to double it in 2007. He says a quarter of the conferences in 2007 will be run by nationals.
National pastors will assemble their own training team and go to extremely remote areas, gathering perhaps 50 or 100 pastors and church leaders with the same challenge of healthy church growth and church planting and turning that national church into a missionary sending church.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's offering evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries. Call 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.